Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today, we're taking a closer look at the 52nd Psalm. Doeg the Edomite furnishes a picture of all those betrayers and bloodshedding hypocrites who often stand in the halls of kings and rulers. With lies and hatred, they misrepresent the word of God and the doctrine of truth. Alas, even today, there are many rising up on every side who irritate and urge on those who are in positions of authority, encouraging them to slay the people of God. They make no end of shedding the blood of the Lord's Abels. Against the furious cruelty of these men, this psalm comforts those who are godly. It promises them that these evil persons shall not go unpunished. They shall fall under those awful curses mentioned in Deuteronomy 28. They shall be rooted out of the earth, their houses shall be destroyed, and they shall lose both their bodies and their estates. But those who fear Jehovah shall be preserved. They shall remain in the house of the Lord, and they shall persevere in teaching and hearing the word of God, in defiance of the devil and all his wicked minions. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? That is how this psalm opens. Those who glory in sin are actually glorying in their own shame. The patience and forbearance of God are abused by sinners as they harden their hearts in their wicked ways. The enemies boast in their mischief is all in vain, but we have God's mercy to trust in. When the righteous die, they are transplanted from the land of the living on earth to the heavenly paradise, the garden of the Lord, where they shall take root forever. But when wicked persons die, they are rooted out to perish forever. The believer sees that God will destroy those who do not make him their strength. Wicked persons wretchedly deceive themselves when they think to support themselves in power and wealth without God. They trust in the abundance of their riches. They imagine that their wickedness will help them keep their wealth. Right or wrong, they take whatever they can and ruin anyone that stands in their way. They think that this will strengthen them, but in reality, they come to nothing. On the other hand, those who dwell by faith and love in the house of the Lord shall be like green olive trees there. Let us pray for grace to live a life of faith and holy confidence in God, so that we may be as these verdant evergreens. It adds much to the beauty of our profession of faith and to our fruitfulness in every grace, to praise the Lord often and always, and we can never lack a subject for praise. His name alone can be our refuge and strong tower. It is very good for us to wait on that saving name. There is nothing better to calm and quiet our spirits when they are disturbed, and to keep us in the way of duty when we are tempted to use any crooked courses for our relief, than to hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. No one has ever followed his guidance and found that it ended in failure. And this concludes our study today in the 52nd Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast. And feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.